Now, Wednesdays on the show also marks a important time during the morning, and it's been moved a little bit late this morning because of a few things that had to be squeezed in. But she's with us, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, Doctor. Hope you're doing well on this Wednesday morning, cold Wednesday morning.
Morning, Rod. Morning to all, and morning, listeners.
The blue suits you.
Thank you.
Looks very, very nice.
Thank you very much. Yours as well.
No, it's a, yes, there's a blow, darling. Yeah. There's a blow for the morning.
There's a blower.
Doctor, we're focusing on mental health on a Wednesday, and we've been talking about a lot of different topics over the past few weeks, and particularly in June. We started last week with the fact that it is June is Men's Mental Health Month.
Yeah.
And this week, I think we can stand and stop a bit at substance use, the disorders in men.
Yeah.
If we can look at that. So I think let's just fall into that quickly, not quickly but directly, and say lots of social media posts, newspapers, television, and talks about substance abuse. Now from your side, Doctor, what exactly is substance abuse?
Yeah, so, Grant, we see it often. Mm. And today we use the term substance use disorder rather than simply substance abuse.
Okay.
A substance use disorder occurs when a person continues using alcohol, cannabis, stimulants, for example, tick that we know of, opioids like heroin or other substances, despite negative consequences on the health, relationships, their work, finances, or daily functioning. So this is a disorder. It's classified as a disorder. And some of the signs when it's a disorder, you're not just using it casually once a month or over the weekends. The signs of a disorder is cravings and urges to use the substances, difficulty controlling the use, needing more of the substance to achieve the same effect, and we call that tolerance. So when we ask a patient about the use of a substance, we ask specifically for these symptoms and the signs. And withdrawal symptoms. So you hear about people drinking a beer on a Monday morning just to, you know, function. And that is because they are feeling the withdrawal symptoms when they stop using the substance.
It's almost like a bubble-less
of steroids, and continuing to use despite harmful consequences. And the consequences is basically they've got problems at work. People will notice that they smell of alcohol or they don't seem well. Consequences might be they are in accidents. So if there are consequences, harmful consequences, then you know that this might be not just using a substance, but definitely it might be a disorder. It is important to understand that addiction is not simply a lack of willpower. So I think that is very important. So if you know of someone that is using substances, especially the men, we're talking about men. Females do take as well. But especially if you have a loved one, please know that it's not because they don't want to stop. It is a disorder, unfortunately. It is a medical condition.
Okay.
Yeah, involving changes in the brain's reward and motivation system.
So the brain is telling you, I want more.
And I want more. So the reward system changes. So we all have a reward system. When you eat something nice on the Sunday, you know, you feel, oh, you know, your dopamine levels go up and high, and you just want to go sleep. That's a reward system. And so the reward system changes, and your motivation system changes as well.
So it takes me to a point where it actually is, if it is a kind of a system and your brain wants it, it's a process that you need to stop, start,
yes,
reset.
Yes.
And you need to reset your brain.
You actually have to reset your brain, rewire your brain. And that's why it's so important to acknowledge that this is happening to you. And then there's appropriate management for it. Like I said, this is a medical condition. This is a disorder. Yeah.
So quite interesting, Dr. Hanalee Williams with us. Now, Doctor, something else that I would like to ask, and it's not on that, is that if you look at substance abuse, you mentioned tuck and heroin. But nowadays, a lot of men... and women, everybody included, but men as well, or ladies as well, with the abuse of cocaine. Yeah? And people are using it like it's fashion.
Yeah, it's much cheaper these days as well. Mm. Yeah.
And but what does it do to you? I don't know.
Specifically cocaine.
Yeah, specifically. Any drug, because some people that I know that's addicted, yeah, you can see in their patterns and how they operate, and they are either high or they just had some niskos, they call it niskos.
Oh, okay, niskos.
So they grew up in areas, or they saw what drugs are doing to families and to other people, but still they go into that same kind of thing. Why would people do that?
Well, I would say our community is very vulnerable, especially men. If you look at the stats, it's very concerning. You asked now two different questions, like why would people do it, and also specifically about cocaine. But in South Africa, approximately 41 to 45% of men report current alcohol use, compared with and the most common drug. Because you're speaking about cocaine, but the most common substance they use—not say drug, but substance they use—it's still alcohol.
Okay.
And still in the Western Cape, it is increasing, but cocaine use is not as high as the alcohol and the tuck and the cannabis.
Oh, okay.
Those are the three that they use most often. But we do see in the more affluent areas and with more money, they use the cocaine, and the heroin is starting as well. In the southern suburbs, we see a lot of heroin. A lot of heroin.
Now, the heroin is the unspitting heroin.
Yeah, you can inject it as well, and it's highly addictive. You can use it once, and then you can be addicted to it. And heroin is very dangerous. There are specific detox units just for opiate use, just for heroin.
Because something else I want to ask you is about the addiction, or highly addictive, and those kind of things. Because there's sayings that goes with in terms of why is that people differ, is that, say for example, the three of us, we go to a festival, to the Rasta festival, and we enjoy a bong, and then. For us, it's done, it's over. But then Suhail continues. And why is it that some people are more easily addicted than others? Am I asking it correctly?
Yeah, you know, you've got an addictive type of personality.
Okay, is it personality?
It can be genetics, it can be previous use as well. We are very sensitive to the age group between the adolescents, between like it's about 12 to 25.
Okay.
Because that is the time when your brain is developing. So if you start using in that time, your chances are very good that you will become or can develop this disorder, a substance use disorder, struggling to get away from it and get treatment for it. Because your brain is developing, and you are really now messing with your rewiring of your brain and your motivation system. People that use after 25, when they're now starting, you know, you are professional and you go out, doesn't have the same effect. But you still have to be careful, because if you have a genetic disposition in your family, there are some, you know, a history of mental illness, of substance use, then you have to be very careful that you might become addicted to it.
Dr. Annelie Williams in studio with us. It's all about mind matters. It's mental health month for it's men's mental health month. Now they say men are particularly very vulnerable. How common are substance abuse or substance use disorder? Let me use the right wording. How common are substance use disorders in South African men?
Okay, so the statistics are quite concerning. In South Africa, like I said, about 41 to 45% of men report current alcohol use, compared with about 17% of women. Men are also significantly more likely to engage in hazardous or harmful drinking. And when it comes to illicit drugs, and this is now what we call the TERC, and cannabis is still an illicit drug, whether there are some laws that we focus on and say it is
legal,
it's still an illicit drug. And so when it comes to illicit drugs, around 8% of South African men report recent drug use, compared with only about 1% of women. So the question is why? Many men grew up hearing messages such as, and we spoke about this, man up, be strong, and don't show emotion. So unfortunately, this can result in men learning to suppress emotional pain rather than talking about it. So as a result, substances may become a way of coping with your stress, with burnout, anxiety, depression that we spoke about, trauma. So we do know that in our areas, a lot of men are exposed to violence and gangsterism. Substances can help with relationship difficulties, just to numb the pain, financial pressures, also loneliness and feeling of failure or inadequacy. So if someone goes through a very tough time, a divorce or something like that, or you've lost a child, they tend to go and to use substances just to numb the pain.
And before I let you go, Doc, I know you've got a patient at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
But all this said, family members, friends, how can you and what should you look out for? The signs that I'm talking about, that family and friends should look out for, and then when should someone seek help? Now, two questions in one.
Yes.
No?
So some warning signs include increasing alcohol or drug use. Mm-hmm. So you will see the behavioral changes. Mm-hmm. You will see that every night when your husband or your loved one comes home, he has to drink, or he's drinking more than usual. If there's mood changes, irritability or anger. If there's withdrawal from the family and friends, so they tend to not go to family gatherings, would rather be isolate themselves. And then also changes in sleep or appetite, poor concentration and poor work performances, we see that often. Financial difficulties, so it's a lot that you can actually see or have warning signs. Secretive behavior. They will just drive and come back not the usual self. Increased risk behavior. They will just start using other substances as well. And warning signs is if there's relationship concerns, relationship problems. And if you see your loved ones feeling hopeless and might be suicidal, you see there's a change in behavior, then that are the warning signs that you have to address. So one of the biggest myths is that someone must hit rock bottom before getting help. And that is simply not true. The earlier treatment begins, the better the outcome.
Okay.
And the treatment may include medical assessment, therapy and counseling, some support groups and family involvement. I think that is very important. Support from your family is very important. It just creates a safe space so that you can speak about
and
what
you're
going
through.
And not being judged. Mm. I think that has been every week the message is please not to be non-judgmental when you speak to someone. Treatment of underlying depression, so that is part of treatment, because I don't think if you in I always say this, if you're in grade one and the teacher asks, what do you want to be one day?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will just say, I want to be a teacher,
doctor,
a policeman, and so on.
Mm.
Yes, no one said, can I please have a substance use disorder? Mm. So I truly believe that no one wants to go that route. Mm. No one chooses to go that route. And that's why we need to find out what's the root cause, what's the underlying cause, yes.
Right, Doc, that's it. But before I let you go, here's a question from one of our listeners, or just a voice note in for you. Can I
go?
Yes, you can go.
Hi, Grant. Net so om in te kom, news. Ja, ek sien in ons gemeenskappe is het nou... Die tak is nie meer so onder die jongspan nie. Het is nou die kokain wat het maak, omdat het so goedkoop is. En het is so makkelijk bekombaar in ons meeste kleerling gebiede. En baie van die werkmense ook, die jong manne wat werk, soos nou die dag was ek by 'n plek gewees, toe het hulle die ouens bloedtoets so gedoen. Toe het hulle kokain in die eense system gekry, toe vraag my hoe lang vat het om uit te trek, toe sê ek, right, Google mag hou daar en so aan. Toe kon hulle sien, so hy moet dan die oggend gebruik het van hulle kokain in sy bloed gekry. Want die ouens dink, sy kan nie kokain, sy kan nie soos men tik, jou groot people sien of so nie, kokain dink hulle, jy kan nie dit sien nie, maar toe het hulle eventueel in die bloed gekry, so ja, kokain is besig om oor te vat, onder die brein en onder die African manswaal.
Dankie, Mr. Williams.
Baie dankie, Mr. Williams. Ja, dit is net confirmation dat ons gaan hier met 'n probleem sit, en ja, die tik is nog steeds, as ons gaan kyk na die type patiënte wat ons toelaat in die staat, het is nog die tik en die dagga is oorheersend, maar ek sal nie verbaas wees as ons meer cocaine use gaan begin sien nie.
Reg, dokter, op daai noot, baie dankie. Bietjie meer inligting, mense wat dalk geraak is vanoggend en of jy sit dalk en jy weet, luister, dis alles bokse wat ek tik nou hierso, né? Jy bietjie hulp nodig. Maak kontak met dokter Hanelie Williams, haar spreekkamernommer
is 082-678-1783.
Okay. So dan op ons WhatsApp status ook sit, of andersins rye draai by haar spreekkamer, Sinagoge straat
nommer 14,
yes. In die Parel.
Yes.
Dokter, jy met 'n fantasmagoriese res van die dag.
Ek sal so maak. Dankie, Graan.
Alles wat great is.
Dankie so heel.
Sy sê dit met 'n smile vir jou, né? Hulle is so, ek kan hoor, dat is een killer smile.
Nie glad nie.
Doc, well, thank you for popping in and for this week. I'm looking forward to next week.
Yes.
En ek wil graag ook vir luisteraars vra as daar onderwerpe is of sekere aspekte is wat julle wil hê ons moet aanraak. Stuur vir ons 'n WhatsApp 0824141077. Ons stuur hom aan vir dokter en
volgende week wat Youth Day is.
Ja.
Wat Youth Day is, ek het gewonder of ons miskien, as hulle voor die tyd miskien vra oor you know, ons adolescente, waardeer hulle gaan. Ek weet, het is examentijd, julle het een baie goeie sessie gehad, oor die examen en voorbereiding en so aan. Ja, nee, ek luister vir julle. Ja, ons sit baie met gedragsprobleme in ons gemeenskap met die adolescente. So, ja, ons sal 'n bietjie daaroor gesels.
Ja, dis so, Dr. Williams, jy moet mooi bly. Grant, ja, sal graag 'n vraag wil ingooi. Stuur hom binne dit, stuur hom vir volgende week. Ne? Lekker dag, mooi bly, tot ziens.
Baie dankie, goed gaan.
Dan sê, tata! Bye bye.